Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
At J.J. Carafano.
You know, I was born in the South. South Bronx. Welcome to the jungle.
We got fun and games. Yeah, they probably picked up your Jimmy John's order one day when you were sitting there on a park bench.
No comment.
No, I didn't think so. What a weird story.
People spy. You know, during World War II, the two countries that had the biggest spying networks in the United States were the United Kingdom and Russia, allies, right?
Yeah.
The Japanese and the Germans didn't have near as many spies as the British and the Russians did. One British spy was some kid named Ian Fleming.
Oh, imagine that.
Right. The guy that went on to write James
books.
Bond.
Yeah, a few good books. Boy, if he was alive today, he'd be turned over in his grave. They're gonna end up ruining that series. But that's a whole different story.
You know, I don't think so. And the reason for that is what made the character of James Bond so popular in the 1960s wasn't just the spy craft, which Ian Fleming actually knew because he actually was a spy, but it was tapping into the popular culture. I mean, the things he was writing about, you know, cars and habits and eating, everything that people just thought that was cool. And so I'm not sure he would have a problem. I know it's blasphemy here, but even say making James Bond a woman, it's like, because James Bond was always a creature of popular culture. And so I think Ian Fleming might actually appreciate that.
Well, it just depends on
who
they pick for Jamie Bond or whoever, whatever they're going to name the new character.
It's just a movie character, my friend.
Jim, you know, this week I saw you tweet something out about this, why I bring it up. So
sure.
John Bolton got replaced as national security advisor. I know that you've been watching this guy's career for many years as well.
Right.
I was always a big fan of John Bolton. While I may not have always agreed with every single policy that he supported, when he was the United Nations ambassador, I was a rah-rah, go John Bolton guy, because he would sit down and he would point his finger across the UN and he would just speak the truth.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know, Reagan said, you know, my 80% friend is not my 20% enemy. I didn't agree with John and everything. I actually think, you know, a lot of his approach to foreign policy is a bit aggressive, but he is a brilliant man, a true patriot. He did great service to his country, and kind of lost in this whole kind of sad episode is, first of all, he was Trump's longest serving national security advisor, and he and Trump together accomplished a lot of great things on their watch, and that's what'll be remembered in a couple of months. Trump will be calling them. They'll be chatting on the phone like old buddies. This is a good episode in American foreign policy, and I'm not worried that independently he'll be fine. Trump will be fine. We'll all move on. I look at the great service that he actually committed, and what I actually loved about the president is, if John Bolton was president of the United States, I might be worried. But I was never worried about John Bolton working for Trump, because I know that Trump would not go there, right? He wouldn't be invading Iran and overthrowing regimes. And so I thought I love the yin and yang. I actually thought they may. To me, I cry. It's like Laverne and Shirley breaking up. You know, this is terrible.
It was just healthy, in other words. Is that what you're getting at?
I thought it was. And I can understand why in the end, you know, because a lot of I can understand why I could go, you know, kind of the inside baseball about why in the end it just didn't work out. And that's fine. And that's what a president is supposed to do. When he feels it's not working right anymore, you change it out. And if anything, I hate politicians that are afraid to do that. Trump is not afraid to do that. You know, Mattis was great, and until he wasn't. You know, HR was great until he wasn't. And when it doesn't working, what the boss is supposed to do is, I can't fire the guy. He's my friend. The boss says, okay, you're great. I love you. Get out of here. I got to move on to the next guy. That's exactly what you're supposed to. Good for Trump for doing it.
The media hated John Bolton when he was appointed, and they cried when he was fired. They can't make their minds up. All they know at the end of the day is they dislike anything to do with this administration. That's right. Kind of what
it's,
it comes
whatever
out.
Trump is for, they're
yeah.
against.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it's just, again, I think it just undermines the credibility of media and journalism. And I lose sleep at night worrying that journalists are destroying the credibility of their profession.
Absolutely. I've talked about that a lot. You know what? I follow you on Twitter, and I have got to ask you about something you retweeted this morning.
Sure.
Of all of the places in the world that are on my to-do list that I still want to visit, and I'm going to go to Germany in the spring, I've never considered going to Estonia. Are you doing media relations for Estonia these days?
Are you crazy? You've never been to Estonia?
I've never even considered it.
Oh, my God. The Baltic states are awesome. Estonia, Lithuania, and Latvia. It's a great place to go.
It's not on my radar. Not in January. Jim
Estonia
retweets.
Is beautiful.
Jim retweets this morning, visit Estonia. It's at visit Estonia. Who even knew that they marketed that joint?
How about Croatia? Have you been to Croatia?
I have not been to Croatia. I've heard good things about it.
Have you been to Iceland?
No. I'm going to go to Greenland as soon as it's a U.S. territory.
Yeah. Actually, I told you, I sent an analyst to Greenland. I love Greenland. I'm big future. Great. But go to Iceland. Much better hotels.
Oh, is it? Yeah, I'll bet. Ice hotels, right?
Better spas.
Yeah, exactly.
Ice hotels. And Croatia's amazing. Croatia's just so beautiful on the Dalmatian coast. It's kind of Greece without the, it's not quite as touristy. It's really, really beautiful. That's where they filmed a lot of Game of Thrones.
Oh, wow.
On the Dalmatian coast there.
I would like to see that.
So that's really pretty. And no, Estonia is really beautiful. And the Riga and Latvia, I mean, they have these, it's not like Bucharest where essentially the Soviets came in and they plowed under the old city and they, built an ugly Stalinist thing. In many of these places, Warsaw, Prague, Riga, the old European cities are there and they're just beautiful and just, it's just great. People are nice. People are wonderful. Love Americans. It's awesome.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I thought Latvia was a character on Taxi.
No.
That's Latka. That was Latka, yeah. Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Work on that.
All right, I will. Jim, thanks. Have a great weekend.
All right, my friend.
You
Anytime
bet.
You need more tourist advice and or should you head to the bomb shelter, you just call me.
You got it all covered. Thank you.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.